Before the two boats had gone many feet, however, an accident happened on shore. The people were pushing each other harder and harder in their eagerness to see the sport, and although they really didn't mean to, they pushed the policeman so hard, they pushed him right off the concrete wall and into the pond. He hit the water in a sitting position and got wet clear up to the third button of his jacket. He was soaked. This particular policeman was not only a big, heavy man, but he had just eaten a big, heavy meal. And the wave he made went curling outward, cresting and billowing, upsetting all manner of small craft, and causing every owner of a boat on the pond to scream with delight and consternation. When Stuart saw the great wave approaching, he jumped for the rigging, but he was too late. Towering above the Wasp like a mountain, the wave came crashing and piling along the deck, caught Stuart up and swept him over the side and into the water where everybody supposed he would drown. Stuart had no intention of drowning. He kicked hard with his feet and thrashed hard with his tail, and in a minute or two he climbed back aboard the schooner, cold and wet but quite unharmed.